We'll see if some of the community. It's June 9th.
My birthday!
And it's exciting. Actually, we're going to go inside after, and my good friend Rob Perna gave me a Ray Romano comedy routine from Rascals in Jersey. And then we're going to have Katia Graniva play some beautiful piano. But first, we're going to pay our due respect to all the heroes in New York that have gotten us to this phase now.
Yo! Whoa!
Pray that you all are maybe getting a little break now after a very tough time here in New York, as well as everywhere in the world. We so well deserve it, that's for sure.
Thank you!
Okay. We're gonna go inside, do a little Ray Romano, make a little laugh, a little good news. Okay. Okay. So now we're going to play back a little of Ray Romano, 1985. Boy, do I like that guy. Sorry. All right, here we go. Oh, my God. Okay. Sorry. Got my keys in my back pocket. They're hurting me. Well, it was my birthday, and I had a great birthday. Ray Romano, do your thing.
Hey, you know, why can't we be squeamish? Really?
Talking about men being
day,
squeamish.
The other day, my wife shrieked, you know, and I ran up to the bathroom. This thing frightened me, really. I have never seen a bug that large, really. We have a clean bathroom, okay? My wife wrote that. But I'm telling you, yeah, I put that disclaimer in for her. This thing, it was tremendous. It had graffiti on it. It was a nuclear... And my wife's hysterical. What are you waiting for? Kill it! And you can't just rush in and kill a bug like this, really. You gotta think it out. Yeah. You do. You know, what if I swing and miss? I don't know if it has the gift of flight, for one thing. I don't want a kamikaze bug flipping around all of a sudden. And she starts yelling, spray it. Women think you can grab any aerosol can and spray a bug. Use deodorant! I've killed bugs with deodorant! I'm trying to kill this monster with deodorant. And all I could find was the roll-on. This isn't working, honey. Come on. He likes this. I killed it. I took a shoe and I smashed it. Yeah, it was ugly. The thing was so big it, like, splattered. Yeah. It was gross. And then my wife started bitching. Oh, look at the tiles now. What do you want me to do, lethally inject the bug? He's dead. You called the bug killer. The bug is dead. Okay, now there's a mess. I believe that's your jurisdiction. Back me up, guys. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Why can't we be squeamish?
Okay. Thank you, Ray. That's cool. All right, let's see if we can go to the Zoom and go to Katya. Let's start this. See if she's on here. Well, we'll start the video. And there I am. You're using computer audio. Okay? Participants is just me so far. I forgot if I told you 7:05 or 7:10. In any case, I got to put a little light on here. That lightens me up and lightens that up. Okay. So, I imagine she'll be on shortly. And we're going to hear some beautiful, beautiful piano. She's just so talented. Hi, Lucia. So, it's all good. And that's the way it is. So, who knows how to use technology to the best of their ability? So we're just doing this Zoom call, and then we will add somebody on, and it'll be live, and that's pretty exciting. I might be going out to, I got a little place out there in the Montauk area, but today has been such a nice day. I've been such a fortunate guy. I'll tell you why I've been so fortunate. Besides being my birthday, I got a free challah. Sesame challah in Zabar's. This has just been smooth. Went in there. I was outside there, and someone said, "Here, would you like this?" A woman with a nice dress, nicely, and like a little basket, and maybe she was sent out by Zabar's to hand out some, or maybe she went and just bought some to hand out. I don't know what she did. All I know is it was delicious, and I'm still here to talk about it. So then, because I put whitefish on it, and you put whitefish on anything, you know, whitefish on anything is you know, it changes your attitude on life, and it's gotten, I think it either I haven't had it in such a long time, I haven't been over to Zabar's in a while, but it tasted so good. I love to eat. And the chopped liver, so good. I mean, this was a herring sandwich. Well, how much did I eat today? And I'm not done. I got a new shirt. I have family wrote me and sang me, my aunt and everybody else. Oh, it's just been such a pleasant day. Isn't it nice to have a birthday and have a few people around you that are kind and loving and caring and go out of their way for you and hopefully give you a lot of money. No. It's a crazy day. All right, so, but it's good news day. All right, let's see here. Maybe I told her 7:10. Well, the important thing here is that Katya is going to get on, I hope. Indigo Twins, they were late, and but then we made up for it. We kept on going and going. We're good with not on network television. But now we would have. See, we have backup. You call. I can't even with this. I should have written down Katya's number. See that? You have to be smart. You have to learn from your mistakes the best you can. I should have written down Katya's number. I do have another phone, and I could call her now and say, get on the Zoom call. Get on the Zoom call. Right? Or to put this on Skype, and then you have them dial in, and you can hold them in like a control room, like real television. This is real television. There's nothing different between this and television. It's just a question of whether you're on CBS, NBC, ABC, or on a cable channel. Well, I'm going to be calm here and not get too worried, and I'm going to read something that I think is quite pertinent. And that's a prayer for the day. This is my prayer for you. Comfort on difficult days, smiles when sadness intrudes, laughter to kiss your lips, rainbows to follow the clouds, sunsets to warm your heart, hugs when spirit sags, beauty for your eyes to see, friendships to brighten your being, confidence when you doubt, faith so that you can believe, courage to know yourself, patience to accept the truth, love to complete your life. So that's a pretty saying. Thank you, Ms. Tang, for sharing that. Lauren, hi, Lauren, hi, how are you? So this is, we're waiting soon, hopefully Katia will get on. Katia, yes. Yay, yay. Uh-huh. I hope you can you see me? Can you hear me?
Hi.
Could you do any of those things? Can you hear me, see me?
Yeah.
Touch me, feel me. See me, touch me. Tommy, I think that is. What's that from? That's from... Hi, how are you?
Good, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much. How nice of you to say that. I gotta send you $5 for saying that to me. No. I pay people...
I like June 9. June 9 is a very nice day.
Oh. Really?
It was one of my concerts at Carnegie Hall. I think my second concert at Carnegie Hall was on June 9.
Really? Your second time you performed? How many years ago was that?
That was my second one, maybe 20 years ago.
That was before the invention of man and woman? You've been playing a long time, haven't you?
Yes.
Aren't you tired of the piano? You want to switch to saxophone? I got a saxophone. You can play that. No?
Maybe in my next lifetime, not this one.
Do you enjoy the piano?
I love my piano.
You do? You love to play and perform for people?
Yes.
When did you start playing?
I was 5 and a half.
Five and a half in Moscow?
Yeah.
And your mother and father had a piano in the house, or how'd that work out?
No, we didn't have a piano. It's my neighbors who took me to music school because they took me through a walk through the Central Park on a beautiful fall day, and I was accepted in the music school, so for 6 months I played on their piano, and then my parents bought me an upright, very beautiful upright.
Oh, wow.
So it was by chance I started playing piano. My parents were not musicians. They loved music and they went to all the best concerts, but they were not musicians. But it makes sense that I was born in the family of somebody, of people who loved and appreciated the music.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's fortunate. I was as well. My mother was a pianist. Do you know that? I don't know if you know that. Yeah, my mother was a librarian, but she also...
I was a librarian too.
Your mother was a librarian?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, she was a professional librarian. She was the librarian here in New York, even at Temple Emmanuel, a well-known temple.
I know that temple. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
She. You know, Horowitz, when he died, they had a memorial service for him.
Yes. Well, she, you know, she had a master's in library science from Columbia. She's a very smart mother. Skipped 3 grades. I have the love for my mother. I actually wouldn't be my birthday without my mother. And so I appreciate her immensely. But she and my father loved, besides, I never let her stop playing the piano. Just like you. You're going to play now for 10 hours. I'm going to beg you. Keep playing, because I know how good you are. And I love when you play the piano. When you played in Tarrytown, where I grew up, man, you couldn't have any idea how happy I was. But my father also loved music, okay? He wasn't a musician, but he loved to play music very, very loud. So with the records, we built a stereo. He put those records on and Balerno and some of the famous classical music. He'd tear the walls down. The people like all over the place. Did you have a phonograph also? Where did you learn how to then seriously play?
I went to music school, like all the kids in Moscow, you know, like 3 times a week I went to music school and they teach you all the basics, basically.
Uh-huh. But will you say you have a natural ability here?
Yeah, I think I just did, but because I have very natural love for it since I was a child. It was natural for me, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Plus, I loved it. It wasn't just playing piano. I just really loved it. I couldn't understand why people don't play an instrument, play piano. I thought, how can they be happy if they don't play piano? I felt sorry. When I was 6 years old, I felt sorry for people who didn't play piano. Because I thought they could not possibly be happy.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I think everybody should play something.
I'm still the same. Like, I'm happy. Like, even though the times are difficult right now, I'm actually really happy because I play piano every day.
I can appreciate that.
I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to fly on the airplane. I don't have to travel. I don't have any headache. I mean, I don't have a lot of headaches I would normally have because I'm just staying home and playing piano.
That's wonderful. And that looks like a beautiful piano. Tell me about your piano. That's gorgeous.
I'll show you. It's 108-year-old Steinway. You can see how beautiful it is.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's like if you go to some music, like if you see Renoir paintings, you will see pianos like that. And, you know, we have a friend who's a piano tuner, and he came to tune a few pianos here in the area. And he said the year this piano was made was the best year for Steinway, for upright.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Actually,
it's a really nice story about this piano because I visited my friend Byron in Minneapolis like 3 years ago or so. And I stayed for a few months. And I'm not happy if I don't have a piano, and he knows that. So he said that he's going to get an upright for his house so I can practice. And we looked in the newspaper for ads and this and that. And we saw Steinway upright. So we went to see this piano and we came. The piano was completely out of tune, not one note in tune. And I played it and I thought, wow, the action is so light, even though it's not in tune. But it was a bit pricey. So we said to the people who owned it, we'll think about it. But here's our CD. We just recorded all the Bach cello and piano sonatas. And the owner called us at night and he said he listened to that CD 3 times and he wants to give us the piano. He said, just come and pick it up.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, and I remember looking at this piano thinking that I can spend a lot of hours practicing it. And now it's exactly what happened in Woodstock because I cannot go home into New York where I have my grand piano. I have another beautiful piano next door, which I brought from Russia, which is my childhood piano, but it's in my friend's home. And because of the situation, I don't go there. But I'm practicing this piano and I'm completely happy. I think this was meant to be, you know?
Yay, that's wonderful. Well, yeah. I like an old piano. You know, my piano, the oak one, which you played here in my home, that piano is 110 years old, I think. It's, it's not even longer. I think it's 1907, that piano. And it was called the Rembrandt, and it was out of Chicago, and I got it in Venice Beach in California, and I schlepped it all the way from there to here. You know, once you fall in love with a piano, you're in big trouble. You're, right?
Yeah.
I brought it one time out to Long Beach, and then it got sort of warped a little by the water. I brought it back, and it's a big, these are heavy pianos, right?
Very heavy.
Very heavy. So they're serious. Every time you move this guy, you're in for a...
I don't think this piano is going to be moved anymore.
Don't move that piano.
It's 108 years old, we counted. It's very tall. It's heavy.
Yeah. Is that mahogany?
The truck from Minneapolis to Woodstock, it survived the big trip, and I think that's about it.
Is that mahogany?
Well, it has ivory keys, which is unusual. I don't know if... No, it's black. It's not mahogany. It's black.
A black walnut.
Yeah, like, I love this. It's very beautiful here. It says Steinway here.
It's walnut. The above the Steinway, what is this grating? It's a little hard to see here. The grating?
It's just the woodwork.
It's just woodwork. It's not... You can't see through.
No, you can see through the action, kind of like you are on your piano.
Yeah, right. Oh, look at that. That was like a nice thing. All right, beautiful. Well, you feel like playing something?
Sure.
Whatever you want to play. Have a good time.
I'll play one Chopin piece. It's a beautiful etude. And then I'll play Clair de Lune.
Ah, beautiful. Lucky us.
Okay.
Thank you. Got to you. And thank you for last minute saying yay to me. It just was inspirational. So, lucky me.
Is it good, the vision like that?
Your head is a little, that's a little better.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Can you see the piano? You can see.
I can see the piano and the keys in your fingers.
Okay. Okay.
Lucky me, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
What was that again?
This is a Chopin Etude in A flat major.
Why do they call these, all these music, why do they always put the key, let's call it, as part of the name? Why do they do, do you have any idea?
I think it's just important because every piece is written in a different key. I think it's just part of protocol. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why either. All I know is I'm good in the key of C. Okay. That's no sharps and flats.
Yeah, but you know, when I play Clair de Lune by Debussy, they don't say Clair de Lune in D flat. They just say Clair de Lune.
You're right. That's
Chopin
true.
Chopin wrote 24 etudes. So that's why you have to pull a key. Just to make them different, you know?
And what is an etude? I don't even know what etude is.
Etude is like exercise, normally, but Chopin made all of those exercises, like those beautiful pieces. Like, he made them not an exercise, he made them like a piece of art.
Right, okay. You know, my mother taught me something like that. It was an exercise. I don't know what it, maybe you'd even know if I played it one day. If it's, you know, if it's well known. But I play it all the time, and I love playing it like as an exercise. But maybe it's renowned. I just learned that one of the things I play is from Samson and Delilah. And that made me happy. I thought it was my Uncle Irving's composition. He used to play it all the time, you know, the family gathering. Yeah. He just played G, G, G on the bass. G, 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 G. And then he would play the treble clef with the other hand. But everything was just the one G, 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 G. He had his ways, but that wasn't his business. All right, so what are we going to hear now?
I'm going to hear Claire de Lune by Debussy.
Ah, boy. Kathy, you're so kind. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Okay. Bravo! Bravo!
Thank you.
Katya, that was so beautiful. That's so beautiful. I was running low on power, and I was getting nervous, but I have still some power, and that was so beautiful. Joe says, magnificent. Oh, Peter's watching now, too. Do you have another, would you mind, would you feel like playing Sounds Good? Bravo. I got a bravo for you from Peter. Peter was at our Peace Lights. He does the Peace Lights. It was beautifully designed. Those would go so beautiful with your playing. How about another, it's too bad, Peter, we could get you on here. And we could do the next time, we'll get you on and we can do this Zoom thing. You can get a lot of people on, right? So that could be a fun thing. We could show some visual while you're doing your thing. But you like the nature too, right? Nature's important. How about a Nate something? Would you mind playing another song with nature, or do you got to do something?
Sure, I'll play The Swan by Saint Saëns. That's perfect for nature, right?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And also, you know, I just was repeating this piece this week because I do all the Zoom concerts like 3 times a week now.
Yeah, tell us about that.
No, I love doing it, and people so appreciate it all them. Like, I play every Monday at 8 p.m. and Thursday at 8:30 and Saturday at 8.
Oh, gorgeous. So,
on my website, katyagrineva.com.
Okay.
Katya's live concert. You can just register and I'll send you the link. But I was repeating The Swan by Saint Saëns, and I thought, it's such a beautiful piece. And like, if you imagine the swan going through the water, and it's so peaceful and graceful, that's what we need to do during those times. Just be like those swans who just kind of glide through the water. And if we do that, everything will be just fine.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Right?
I love the swans.
Swan by Saint Saëns. Not only played on the cello, but the transcription for the piano.
How's Byron?
He's fine. He's good.
Yes? Good. Send my regards.
Yeah.
Please. Beautiful. Peter and I both say beautiful.
Thank you.
And others were saying fantastic. And what a beautiful birthday present for me. Katya, you're so talented. So tell us your schedule again of when you're doing your live concerts.
I'm doing every Monday at 8 p.m. and Thursday at 8:30 p.m.
Okay, beautiful. And they go where?
On Zoom.
On Zoom. So what do they have to do first to did I have to email you, or how do you tell them what the passcode is or the meeting number?
You have to email me at my name is Katya Grineva, just my name at AOL.com.
Okay, spell your name for you, even though I have it written down here, just to be sure.
Katya Grineva at AOL.com.
Uh-huh. That was so beautiful. That was magnificent. Well, I don't know if I can torture you like I tortured my mother and never let her stop playing the piano. You want to play one more, or what do you think?
Sure. Do you want one more?
Yeah. Now that I got the juice, I found a outlet on the side here. I got it plugged in. Yeah. Oh, it's so gorgeous. I'm in heaven.
How about I'll play Chopin Nocturne number 2?
Is this going to put me to sleep?
Yeah, no, it's so beautiful.
Okay. Yes, sure.
Thank you.
I love you. Peace and love. My heart is fluttering. It's just so gorgeous. You're so talented and you're so wonderful. Katya, thank you so much for sharing. I love you, Traylee. All righty. You take care. We'll do this again. I'll try to figure out how to also get more people involved with your Monday night and Thursday night Zoom event. Maybe I could show some of that too and here and get another audience. We'll see what we can do. I'm crazy about you. Thanks so much. Thank you. All right, everybody. So what else can I ask for? That was as good as it gets. What's that?
Okay. I'm going to leave.
Okay, good. All right, so it's just me. You poor people. All right, so that's it. Good night. Be calm. Om. Om. Shanti Om. Peter, I'll talk to you about doing some more things like that on Zoom. Be cool. Everybody be cool. Be calm. Be loving. Be caring. Be kind. Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, and cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Reverence. Respect. For all. Everybody.